Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I met him in 2004. I had been at the Oregonian for 2 years, seen a couple of Civil Wars, and I thought, this rivalry game needs a trophy. I very quickly, after writing that column, received an email from Warren Spady, who was a student at Oregon at one time, who said, it does have a trophy, and in fact, I sculpted it. Warren Spady joining us now. Where are you right now, Warren Spady?
I'm in Carlton, Oregon, in the middle of the grape harvest area.
Let's go back to your time at Oregon. You are an art student at Oregon, and when you get approached, take us through the story, sort of the origin of this series trophy and why they picked you and all that.
Well, John, I've gone over this so many times, but try to cut it down short. It was the idea was developed by Oregon State administrators, Willard Thompson and his cohort at Oregon State, and they asked me to come in, and I was asked to come in because they had asked some graduate students to do the work, and they declined. So I was an undergraduate, and I said, why not? And so I went there and we talked, and we had to come up with the material first. What should it be made of? And bronze, I thought, was too heavy, and so I came up with suggesting maple wood, because Douglas fir was too soft to sculpture. So I had that two blocks laminate of maple, and I still have one, believe it or not. And the idea was that if I really messed up on the first one, I had the second one I could go a little faster on, although I only had a month to do this. So I was working 7 days, nights, working on this sucker. Never did finish it because I think Friday night they came in and they said, we got to have the trophy Saturday morning. And I said, okay, I'll finish it later on because we're going to win. Well, we didn't win. And the next thing you know, the story of Oregon State tied the game, so it was over. I never saw the trophy again until 85 or 86, and that's when I saw it. I had a sabbatical to work on a textbook for my African studies. There wasn't a textbook in the state of Oregon then, and I passed the swimming trophy area. And there it was in the case, but I didn't have any time to look it up. And then John, your article came out like, why don't we have a trophy? And I contacted you and I said, yeah, we do. It's been, hidden. It was funny that it came out of the closet after a while. We found it.
Warren Spady is with us. He is the inventor and sculptor of the Platypus Trophy. It is currently exchanged by the Student Alumni Associations at Oregon and Oregon State. But for a time, the student body presidents would exchange it at midfield. Dan Williams, the former administrator at the University of Oregon, remembers 1961 walking across the field at Hayward Field in the mud to hand over the trophy after a 6-2 win by Oregon State. Warren, what do you make of what's going on now? Because it's drummed it all back up. Did your phone start ringing on Friday?
Not really. but I'm glad to see that they're not using the Civil War anymore. Now, remember, This is a football game, G-A-M-E. And our ministers prevail all about that. It had to be a war, a game, not it's games, it's having fun, it's competition, but you have fun. And the players themselves, I remember they'd interview them afterwards, and they had fun, and they're talking, and they shake hands and all that after the game. So that's what it is. It's a game. So the quest now is to find out, what do you want to call it? Well, why don't you just call it Oregon State rivalry? Playing for the Platypus Trophy. That's all.
Warren Spady, Warren, let me ask you. You sculpted the original. You said you never finished it. You didn't get to finish it, did you?
No. And I will not finish it now.
Why?
Why I didn't finish it, I had to finish the feat, and I never signed it either. So when Dan Williams, years later, when he searched for it, and as I said, he found it in the closet. And he came out of the closet. Well, he asked me, you want to come in and finish it? And I said, no, but I'll come in and sign it. I said, it's great now without any feet on. The feet are in the mud, and you don't know whether it's a beaver foot or a duck foot. That's what it should be. So,
hey.
But it does need, it's 4 years. It needs a facelift. It needs to be sanded down. Last time I saw it, had a lot of pimples and dents in it. Well, you would too after 4 years. Anyway, so it needs to be sanded down in a coat of shellac, and way it goes. That's all it needs.
So you give it a little. Do you want to be the one that gives it the facelift, or do you leave that to an undergraduate student now at Oregon or Oregon State?
I leave that to professional carpenter, whoever Oregon or State wants to have it refinished. I'm 84 and a half years old, and so I shake a little. I don't think it would be a good idea.
So give me an idea when you talk about facelift. What are we talking about? Sand it down, and then what else?
That's all. And add a coat of shellac. That's what it had before. And it's just on the top it has to be sanded down. The sculpture areas around the side and the head, just as small sanding, but whoever looks at it, they can tell. Oh yeah, there's a nick here, a nick there, and the shellac, 4 years old. That's it's starting to weather and change color. But, I saw it about three or 4 years ago. Yeah, it needed a facelift then.
Warden Spady is our guest, the sculptor of the Platypus Trophy. I think it's a tremendous piece of the rivalry. I think the quirky story, the fact that it was lost, and then Dan Williams and his crew went looking for it after you contacted me, and we wrote the column about that. And I think it's just got such a great story. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it exchanged at midfield. How about you?
The other trophies are exchanged at the end of the game. In the midfield. It would be kind of nice. And, we have two silly, really funny mascots. And the whole football here, they're just crazy mascots. So we should have a equally unusual trophy to go with it. So that's what my take on it was. As I said, they gave me free rights to do what I wanted to do. After they had decided what they wanted. And as I said, the big boys at the top decided they wanted a platypus. Because as they were laughing and giggling, and they were telling me that the two of them had met and had a few beers before making up their mind on this. So, they were jolly guys. They were very interesting gentlemen. So, it's been fun.
Warren, as you look at sort of, the future of this rivalry, I have suggested that it should be called the Platypus Cup or the Platypus Series. Others have said, no, platypus is not indigenous to the state of Oregon or even the United States. But But I kind of think it captures kind of the quirkiness of the rivalry. What do you say to people who say, hey, the platypus is not a thing you find in Oregon?
Well, they're right. They don't find it. And I have a story I've written up. Several people, an Oregon State graduate and an Oregon graduate, called a platypus story. And it tells the story, roughly, it starts out with once upon a dark and stormy night in a distant land only known by some Oregon State geography majors. There were two little platypuses, and it goes on and on. And the idea was that this would be used to put on the around the necks of platypuses. I have a one right here I'm looking at. I have a copy of the original one, but I have a little doll, a little platypus doll. It's really cute. And Oregon wanted the business people down there wanted to have it. And anyway, they were waiting until they got the official word that the platypus would be the trophy before they started selling these cute little platypuses. One of these days, I'll have to have lunch. I'll have to show it to you.
Warren, I appreciate you. Thank you for your contribution to this rivalry, and we'll stay in touch. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Warren Spady, sculptor of the Platypus Trophy. Now, Alabama, Adriana, and Judah, did Warren drop an F-bomb in the early part of that interview? That I kind of stopped and went, did he just say that? Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, we looked at each other at the same time. And
when you're 84.
Yeah. He just let it fly. I was like, wait, was that? What? Because he said it in such a way like an 84-year-old would. Like,
yes.
Kinda, like half under his breath. But then, you know, you couldn't tell if it was a different word. I ended up dumping it. But,
yeah,
you know, it's still, you know, over the stream and stuff. So.
Alabama, wow. Adriana, did you catch that?
Oof. Yeah, I thought I heard it, you know, like Gita said, we both looked up at each other.
He just said it so, like, all right, he's an artist, okay? And he's 84. And so, as he said it, I kind of went past it. I didn't know if the listeners caught it. Nobody on Twitter tweeting at me, and usually what happens, somebody starts tweeting at me, hey, F-bomb just went out over the air, or people streaming will hear it, even if Gita dumps it with right. The 7-second delay. If you're on the stream, you're getting the uncensored version, the explicit version of today's show featuring Warren Spady. But he's groovy. I like Warren. I get emails from him once in a great while, but he wrote me over the weekend and he said, oh, this Platypus Trophy thing's come back up. And Oregon and Oregon State, I felt like, even in 2004, okay, Dan Williams, it was really important to Dan Williams. He was the student body president of Oregon in 1961. He remembered handing the trophy over to Oregon State after Oregon State won the game. It was part of the game. It was the trophy. So he remembers handing it over at Hayward Field, slogging through the mud to midfield to give it to the student body president at Oregon State. And then I wrote a column about it in 2004, and everybody was like, nobody knows where the trophy is. So Dan Williams launched an inquiry, and they found it in a closet at the Moshofsky Center where it was just thrown in with a bunch of things in storage, and they brought it back out. They shined it up. They put a Civil War sort of plaque on the front of it. And they said, okay, from now on, the alumni associations will exchange this. That trophy needs to be in the hands of the players. It needs to be in the hands of the coaches. Making it an alumni association thing is not embracing it as part of this rivalry. And that's where Scott Barnes at Oregon State and Rob Mullins at Oregon need to start. And let's start there. You don't have to name this thing the Platypus Cup or the Platypus Series. I'm okay with that. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you all don't love that. And I just said you all. What's wrong with me? But the bottom line being, the Platy is part of this series. Warren Spady sculpted it. He was commissioned to sculpt it in 1959. And it was used in this series. It was exchanged numerous times, and it still is. And most of the people out there don't even know it exists. Something wrong with that. Your phone calls, 503-417-7575. Big controversy on today's show. Did Warren Spady, the inventor and creator of the Platypus Trophy, drop an F-bomb on this radio show? Or did he refer to the encyclopedia publisher known as Funk and Wagnalls? Alabama Adriana is pulling the cut. We have a streamer who says it was Funk and Wagnalls that he said. I thought I heard an 84-year-old man say bleeping something else. And so
I wish y'all could see Judah right now.
We're going to play it on air. Judah, Alabama Adriana is going to play it after she listens to it.
Okay.
I want you to determine if this is an F-bomb or not. This has never before been done in radio, in the history of radio. Nobody has ever pulled a cut that got dumped and brought it back to instant replay it to make sure it deserved to be dumped. Oh, Adriana's going to pull that. Somebody get Judah in a straitjacket so he doesn't dump it, and we'll cue it up. Bob's in Portland in the meantime. Bob, what do you got?
Well, I don't got that. I can tell you that. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just kind of throwing names out, and none of them start with an F. But the thing I was thinking about is, you know, as we tend to do, we overreact with these you know, knee-jerk reactions. So, you know, Civil War is gone, and we're just going to abandon that. But why can't we keep part of this, which I think the civil part was because we were an in-state, we were going against each other, and it was supposed to be somewhat friendly. So why can't we keep something? And this is very raw, John, but, you know, civil clash for the platy or civil rumpus for the platypus, you know, something on that line. So they keep the civil in there, which helps the old-timers, if you will, and it keeps the history of it, and we'll always remember what it was, but it's not offensive to anybody except maybe platypus going forward, I guess.
And the other thing is, and I appreciate the call, Bob, I think there are a lot of people who are still going to call it the Civil War. And some people are going to call it because they're defiant. Some people are going to call it that because that's just what they've always called it. I think we're looking for the new official name of the Oregon State thing. Washington State play for the Apple Cup. Stanford and Cal play for the Axe. It's the big game. I don't know that UCLA and USC, does that rivalry have a name, Judah? Do you know if they have a name for that game? Like, does it have an official thing?
They play for the Victory Bell. I think that's, I think it's unofficially called the Battle for Los Angeles, just like anything Los Angeles related. But I know the Victory Bell is part of what is awarded to the winner.
Yeah. The winner gets the Victory Bell, but nobody calls it the Battle for the Victory Bell. And by the way, I think it's Funk and Wagnalls that UCLA hasn't been better in this series.
You know, I'm going to... Come on now. If an 84-year-old says Funk and Wagnalls, then accuse me of ageism all you want. I'm going to dump that because I didn't know Funk and Wagnalls was a thing. That is so funny.
That Chip Kelly doesn't want to play fast. I think it's Funk and Wagnalls that UCLA hasn't been better in this series. Alabama Adriana, you let me know when you've got that cut.
I'm working on it.
I'm still going to put my hand on the dump button just to make sure.
You get on that dump button because I think if he said Funk and Wagnalls, referring to the standard encyclopedia volumes, you know, that date back to the late 1800s, you know, then that should not have been dumped. And Warren Spady can call back into the show and he can say Funk and Wagnalls all he wants all day. He could do it for 15 straight minutes. And nobody should be, you know, show him a little respect is what I'm saying. But I also think, you know what else is Funk and Wagnalls? It's Funk and Wagnalls that Rob Mullins and Scott Barnes took all this time. Like, this is the year they decided, okay, we're no longer going to call it the Civil War. And then they didn't offer a suggestion. They just said, all right, we got a problem. We're no longer going to refer to it this way, to be determined. They've dropped this in our laps. And look, we accept it. That's our role. We know that we don't get to make decisions on kickoff times. We don't get to decide how much the tickets cost. We don't get to decide scholarships or the meal plan for the students. Or really, we don't get to decide if the students should have access to a special tutoring center or early enrollment or any of that. But we're happy to determine the nickname of this series. Why not call it the Funk and Wagnalls Battle? You know, I'm sure there was a Funk or a Wagnalls that played somewhere in this rivalry. And ultimately, we will play this clip for you coming up, part of Punch It Audio, perhaps. Maybe we need dead silence, though, when we can hear Warren Spady talk about it. But ultimately, for those of you out there who listen to the show, did you hear what I heard? Tweet at me, at John Canzano BFT. Or tell me, was it Funk and Wagnalls that we dumped Warren Spady's comment? You know? All right, Alabama Adriana's got it. We're going to play it after this quick break. You determine if Warren Spady, the inventor of the Platypus Trophy, dropped an F-bomb on the show. All right, that's going to be left to you, the listener. Judah Newby, Alabama Adriana is going to get you in a bear hug, not allow you to touch the button, and we're going to cue this thing up and play it, and then we'll see what happens on the show. We'll see if we still have a show.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.